Well, new signing announcement for Manchester Storm. I'm Claire Freeman. I'm with Omar Pasha, who's player coach for the team. And Pasha, tell us about who Jack Prince is that you've signed for the team.
Well, Jack Prince is a kid out of NCAA Division One. He grew up here in the UK, so he's going to be classed as a Brit in our league, which is huge for us to get one of those quality guys to add more depth into our lineup, and also add a quality player as Jack. He's a guy that has good size, 6'3", about 210. He's a guy that works hard. He goes to the dirty areas. He's a guy that really, really competes around the net. Maybe something we were lacking a bit this past year, and I think he's going to be a really, really key asset to our team.
Have you spoken with him, and what's his thoughts about coming over to the team?
Well, I spoke to Jack about 3-4 times. It's about 2-3 weeks. About 2 weeks now, we've been in contact. I was straightforward with him. He's going to come in here. He's going to have a specific role and to play as a guy that I see as a power forward. I think our small rink will suit his game a lot. I think he's going to be a guy that plays really well defensively, and that's something we need to have guys forwards that know how to play on both sides of the puck. And I'm happy to have him, and I think he's going to be a great fit for us. I really, really do think this is a good step for his career, and it's a good step for us moving forward.
He's from Leicester, obviously a chance for him to come back home. What has he been doing most recently?
Well, like I said, he played in North America about for 9 years now, consecutive. Played in Division I NCAA, which is obviously a top college class in the United States, where you have a lot of quality players that come out of that category. So played at a good program, program that's upwards right now. It's getting better every year. And he was a guy that got a few injuries here this year, but next year his first year pro. So it's going to be really important for him to obviously have a good summer working out, try to improve what he has to improve coming for next season.
Obviously, a lot of people are looking at whether any members of the team from the season just gone will re-sign. Is that anything that you can comment on, or are conversations happening behind the scenes?
There's conversations happening every single day behind the scenes. We're trying to obviously keep a few players from last year. And, we also are a bit patient, too, to see what is going to be available in the future in the market. So, I guess we have to wait and see what's going on. But obviously there's a few guys that, we have a lot of interest in having back.
You're here at playoffs, the playoff final weekend. Is this a scouting hunt for you, or is this a chance to put your feet up and let your hair down a bit?
I think it's a bit of both. There's a few guys, obviously, in the four teams that we saw today that I have some interest, but obviously it comes down to budget, it comes down to what's best for us and what's best for the player individually. So, I guess it all comes down to the finance and if that person is going to be a good fit for us and if we're going to be a good fit for that player. So I guess we'll see in the future.
Okay, well, watch this space for more signing announcements. Thank you very much, Omar Pasha.
Thank you.